Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
You're listening to Results over BS.
BBS.
You're about to find the secrets to leverage the internet to automate your lead generation and attract high-paying clients without the confusion or overwhelm, so you can finally have a business that provides you the lifestyle of freedom and impact you've always wanted. Marquell Russell is a secret weapon for coaches, consultants, and service providers who want to attract high-paying clients and grow their businesses rapidly. He's known for delivering the highest return on investments to his coaching clients,
upwards of 1,110.76%.
And now, here's Marquell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquell Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the Results Over BS Show. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you how to plan your days for maximum productivity using our 5 P's method, okay? The 5 P's method to plan your day for maximum productivity. That may seem like a tongue twister, right? But really quickly, I just want to break this down to you. I'm really simple, really easy. Now, before I get into it, I just want to let you know that if you haven't already got access to the Rapid Business Growth Bundle, where I break down how to get more leads, how to get more clients for your business, you can go to yourpodgift.com, or I had a link around this episode somewhere, or you can text results over BS, all one word, to 33444, and you can get immediate access to it right there. Or like I said, you can go to yourpodgift.com. You get access to it right there as well. Excuse me. And that's really where I really go in depth, really break this stuff deep step by step. So if you're in the business and you want to get more leads, you want to get more clients, and you want me to show you how to do it step by step, I show you exactly how to do it. And in the Rapid Business Growth Bundle, you can check that out. All right. So that's pretty much that. If you haven't registered for our upcoming Cash Flow Factory event, you can go to cashflowfactory.com. Well, actually, Cashflow Factory Live. Go to cashflowfactorylive.com. And if you use the coupon code CASHFLOW, you can actually register for 100% right now, okay? So go ahead, go do that. It's going to be a complete game changer. I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be really, really dope, okay? So that's that. So let's go ahead and get into the 5 P's method. All right, so basically, scheduling and planning your day for maximum productivity actually starts the night before. And I call this planning tomorrow today. So Jim Rohn had a saying where he said, never start a day until it's ended, right? Never start a new day until it's done, basically. He just said, never start a new week till it's done, never start a new month till it's done, basically on paper. So the night before you go to bed, you wanna plan tomorrow today. So you literally wanna have your plan for tomorrow on paper. So like, for example, I already knew today I was going to speak at the school this morning. I knew I was going to do this podcast episode. Knew we had to pay out some commissions to our team. We knew we had different things that we have to do. So we plan tomorrow today. So I had my task, my team had their task, and then we move forward in that way. Okay, so we plan tomorrow today. So the way I plan my day is my big five. So I'll go into our project management software, and I put in my big five things that I must get done to move the business forward, or move whatever forward that I'm working on. The big five things, okay? So that's that. So number one, you wanna plan tomorrow today. Secondly, as you're planning tomorrow, here's how you wanna plan it. Number one, you wanna look at promotions, like what promotional stuff. This is all about what's gonna make you money today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this quarter, or whatever. Most likely it's like this week or today or whatever the case may be. So this may be sales calls if you do strategy sessions. This may be creating some Facebook ads. This may be emailing your list. This may be reaching out to somebody on social media or a follow-up call. What kind of promotion material are you creating that you're doing right now to create revenue? Because creating revenue in business is obviously the number one thing. So that's number one. Number two is, what are you producing? Like, what kind of assets are you creating? So for example, for one of the producing things that I had to do today was recording this podcast episode, then getting over to my team so we can get it ready to be published, right? Also, we released a book review today because I've been doing these weekly book reviews, and that blog post is ready to go. So I'll be shooting that out actually after we wrap up with this episode. So, and also this morning I reviewed our ads and what are we doing? I basically optimizing, you know, looked at our ads and where we're going with everything with our advertising. So that was one of those things. So what's one of the things for you from a promotional standpoint, right? So, I mean, from a production standpoint, I apologize. In ads, I talked about that in the promotion. And here in producing, I meant to say Our podcast, our Boatman Review, is ready to go out, so I'll be emailing that out. And then, of course, I'm making this podcast episode, and I have this one video I have to create for our clients, but not just yet. I just found out from my project manager we're actually moving that back to something else. So to actually doing at another point. But that's what I mean by what are the things that only you can create. So maybe it's a maybe it's a webinar you're doing, or maybe it's a blog post you're creating, or maybe it's a video you're creating, a podcast episode, or whatever the case may be. What are those things or things you're producing that only you can create? Number three is you want to look at your provisions. So what are the things that you've committed to other people that you have to get done? So maybe it's a meeting that you have to go to, maybe it's a Zoom call you have to do, or what is it? What is that specific thing that you have to do that you committed to somebody else that you must get done to keep your word? And then lastly is the pedestrian. So pedestrian is basically, it doesn't really move the it moves the business forward, right? Sometimes, but it's not necessarily something you have to do. So it's typically admin tasks. So you can typically delegate this to someone else, somebody on your team. Maybe you can get a VA or outsource it on Fiverr or whatever the case may be, but it's not necessarily something you specifically have to do. Like, for example, I got some papers where I had to scan and stuff like that. Not necessarily something I have to do, so I can actually, you know, get somebody else to do that. Okay, so those are the five P's. Plan tomorrow today. And when you're planning tomorrow, you want to follow those four things. Number one, what is the things you have to promotional? You want to get that done first. The things you have to produce, and then your provisions, you know, commitments to other people, and then your pedestrian that you can delegate to other people. If you do that and you look at that and you approach your planning your days from that particular standpoint, it's going to be a big, big, big game changer. And that's how you set yourself up for maximum productivity. Okay, so that's it for today's episode, my friend. Feel free to share this around with anyone who you feel may benefit. Leave a comment below. Let me know if you got some value from this. Feel free to share it around. And I always like to hear your feedback. What other productivity stuff works for you? I always like to hear. I'm a nerd when it comes to this productivity stuff, so I'm definitely looking forward to hearing your feedback as well. And I also want to hear how this has worked for you since applying it to your life as well. All right, so that's it for today's episode, my friend. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.